This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for a checkup. And a group of doctors and folks at Southern Cancer Center we've known for so many years, and it's always cool to have a new staff member there to talk to, Dr. Eric Roberts. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So I heard this. So I was talking, because every month we talk to somebody, and they said, oh, we've got somebody coming on. We've got this surgeon who is really, really great coming on. You get to meet him. So this is that month. So good to meet you.
Thank you.
So, okay, so let's just do the normal stuff we all do here in the South. Where are you from?
Mobile.
Okay. Mobile. Yeah. So another one of us, Mobile boy. Let's talk about, of course, in the next question, where'd you go to school?
Went to St. Pius
for all right.
Elementary middle school, then went to McGill.
Yeah.
Graduated from McGill.
Go Jackets?
Go Yellow Jackets. Yeah. And then went to Auburn University, graduated from there in 2005. Probably upset half of the audience there.
Well, the other half.
Happy.
Yeah, well, we are the Auburn affiliate here. I'll keep my alma mater quiet at this point. And so, cool. So you do that, you go to school, but you come back here.
Come back home.
Everybody does that in your world when, you know, they don't always come back home.
Right. It's been a slow process getting back. Went to medical school in Florida, trained at the University of Florida. Towards the end of my training, my wife got pretty sick after our kids were born, was in the hospital for about a year. Life-altering experience at what I consider still kind of a young age. And so moved to Pensacola initially after that, my first job out of practice. And then I've been in Baldwin County now for almost the last 6 years.
All right. I'm just trying to think about all the stress that having friends of mine or physicians going through, coming out of med school, doing residency, all that. And then you have this. You have children and you have a wife that's sick. Man, that makes you grow up fast.
It makes you grow up fast. I don't know that I've completely grown up if you ask my wife, but we had twins that were about 22 months old, and she was a marathon runner and having some knee pain. And lo and behold, it ended up being a bone cancer, and had to have a big operation where she was in a wheelchair for over a year, was in the hospital for about 8 months getting chemotherapy.
How is that being a surgeon of your level and to know that somebody else is doing surgery, there's your why. How does that feel, man? Do you have to step back or what do you do?
You absolutely have to step back. You look back on your upbringing and your faith. It puts you on the other side of that, that conversation where you're not the one in the white coat, and it gives you a new perspective. And it certainly, I think it has affected me and changed me for the positive, especially in my interaction with patients.
Because here you go through all this education and refining of your skill set, right, as a surgeon. But there's a thing, there couldn't have been a class probably that said, here's how you're going to feel when it's your wife that's getting surgery.
There's nothing more humbling than getting kicked in the gut.
So, I'm glad you've passed it, but it does give people a reason to understand that you know it beyond just the, you know, hey, I'm a great surgeon.
Absolutely.
It's like I'm a human being that understands where you're coming
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely. We all are.
So were you always thinking about medicine? Were you one of those, I had some friends when I was young, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go to med school. I'm like, we're ramping bikes right now. What?
Absolutely. I don't know why. My dad worked
You are one of those.
I am one of those. My dad worked at Mobile Gas. My mom was a Catholic school teacher. But I always, from as young as I can remember, I always said I want to be a doctor. I enjoyed going to the pediatrician's office. As odd as that sounds.
You're the guy. Okay.
I was that weird kid that I love the idea of being the person that somebody came to when they were sick.
Okay. So we take the bigger world of being a physician. What leads you to surgery?
So when you get towards the end of medical school, you start doing rotations through all the different specialties. And my mind was made up that I wanted to do emergency medicine. I had some kids that I knew whose dads were surgeons, and they weren't around as much playing sports as my parents were.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to coach my kids. I wanted to be able to take my son, fishing or hunting,
yeah,
or take my daughter to the ballet. I wanted to be a dad. And every time a patient from the emergency department would go to the operating room, I was like, man, I wish I could follow that patient and see how things ended up. And then came across a surgeon named Karen Gill who made surgery fun. And it was,
wait a second, made surgery fun. Okay.
He just had such a personality that the patients loved him. He was always full of energy. And
cool.
You would work 30 straight hours, and he still had a smile on his face. And I was like, this can be done, and you don't have to be a jerk while doing it.
Wow, what a great role model.
He was. He still is.
So, but what procedures do you offer with Southern Cancer Center? What are you doing?
So with Southern Cancer Center, I am a general surgeon. They are an oncology surgical office, but I am a general surgeon by trade. So skin cancers, hernias, gallbladders, appendicitis, hemorrhoids, breast cancer, kind of everything, skin and its contents. We don't do any of the bone surgery. That's the orthopedic surgeons. But colon cancer, diverticulitis, we kind of cover.
Well, you do. Okay.
We do a lot.
It was like de minimis when you started talking about it. Then I'm like, yeah, that's all, like almost everything.
It's a pretty broad-based practice. You know, medicine is becoming more and more specialized, mm-hmm. but general surgery is still one of those fields that has a very broad base.
So your motivations to join Southern Cancer Center, is that from?
So I've been in Baldwin County for almost 6 years now, and I've gotten to know their providers on a professional and a personal level. And coming from my background, my mom had breast cancer. She had some sisters who had breast cancer. We've all been affected by it. And our patients are affected by it. So I have gotten to interact with them quite a bit. And it is a group of physicians that truly are in it for the right reason. They're there for their patients. And you want to be part of a team that's like-minded and all pulling in the same direction. And when the opportunity came to join them, I jumped in with both feet.
So, I mean, there's some synergy to have. I mean, at Southern Cancer Center, right, you got the oncology department, and right. So all in the same place.
Absolutely. And it makes it easy when I can say, I'm going to set you, you know, I'm giving you some of the worst news of your life.
Yeah.
You have a breast cancer or a colon cancer, but I'm sending you to somebody who's part of a group that I trust enough that they've taken care of my mom or they've taken care of friends of mine. And to be able to be a part of that group and say, hey, I'm going to walk you across the hall and you're going to meet somebody who's going to help save your life. That's you can't turn that down.
No, it's pretty awesome to be able to say too, like, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Seriously, here's my story. And these are people that I know that treat family members about. That's special.
It is. And it's a great opportunity.
It's a thing about being coming and bringing your talents back home. You know, you get that link, oh, yeah. that bond with people.
It's great being back.
You talk about that bad news and having to give people that. What can somebody expect if they come to see you? Like, what's that process like when, okay, now we need to talk to Dr.
Yeah.
Robertson?
So luckily for me, you know, I'm still seeing people, you know, for their hernia or for their gallbladder. Mm-hmm. And so that's not always a life-altering.
Right. That hernia might feel like it before you get your work done.
And so just because they're seeing me doesn't mean that we're going to be talking about cancer. And the vast majority of the time we're not. They're coming to see me. And my goal is to hopefully, you know, find health in them. It's easy for us to find disease. I think the harder part and the part that sometimes healthcare fails at is our goal is to find health for the patients. Mm-hmm. We're there to get you better. And I always tell every patient, the less medicines you're on and the less surgery you have, the better off you are. And I make a living off of operating and writing prescriptions.
It's good to hear that spirit. I mean, you know, that, and then maybe we're going to get more towards that where we get health to a point that it's not just a prescription. You know, I mean, there's things that, you know, obviously have to be done by a surgeon. Things have to be removed or fixed or, you know, but where everything's not going to just have to be, hey, you could make these choices and maybe not have to be on so many of these pills.
Yeah. If I can find a way to help a patient avoid an operation, that's why I'm here.
Huh. So it gives people a reason to trust what you're saying, Dr. Roberts. I appreciate that. If people want to come see you, you said Baldwin County, where are your
locations? Yes, I'm in Baldwin County. You can go to southerncancercenter.com. I have an office in Daphne and in Foley. We're serving the entire Baldwin County community, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Hey, it was good to meet you, and I can't imagine our paths hadn't crossed before, but I'm sure they will.
I can't wait to see you again.
All right, good stuff. Dr. Eric Roberts with Southern Cancer Center right here on Midday Mobile.